Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ono Lutuni with the evening news. First, the headlines. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipurio says on International Day of Democracy, we acknowledge our collective responsibility to promote and protect democratic values. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says Constitution is soul of democracy and Parliament is its custodian. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flags off 6 Vande Bharat trains from Ranchi, releases first installment of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin. And Union Minister Amit Shah says, engineers are backbone of nation's growth and innovation. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister of Nagaland Nipurio has extended greetings to the people on the occasion of International Day of Democracy. Rio said, on this day, we acknowledge our collective responsibility to promote and protect democratic values. Rio called on the citizens to work together to strengthen democratic institutions, uphold transparency and ensure that every voice is heard and valued. In 2007, the United Nations General Assembly resolved to observe 15 September as the International Day of Democracy with the purpose of promoting and upholding the principles of democracy and invited all member states and organizations to commemorate the day in an appropriate manner that contributes to raising public awareness. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that the Constitution is the soul of democracy and Parliament is its custodian. He added that the Constitution is to be read, understood and respected. Dhankar said this while inaugurating Constitution temples at the vocational training centres in 434 industrial training institutes, ITIs, across Maharashtra in an event organised in Mumbai. The Vice President appealed that all institutions work in tandem to nurture and blossom democratic values. Later, addressing a function after inaugurating the Digital Tower at Ramdeo Baba University in Nagpur, Vice President appealed to the students to explore the opportunity basket, which is in technology and not merely in government jobs. He said infrastructure like the Digital Tower is the gateway to such opportunities. Dhankar also said that technology like quantum computing and green hydrogen missions will be game changers. The 12-story digital tower consists of digital classrooms equipped with modern technology for catering to the needs of computer science and engineering. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off 6 Vande Bharat trains, including Tata Nagar Patna, through video conferencing from Ranchi Airport. The flag-off event of 6 Vande Bharat trains was scheduled in Jamshedpur. He also laid the foundation stone and dedicated various railway projects in Jharkhand worth more than 660 crore rupees to the nation. Modi reached Ranchi Airport this morning to proceed to Jamshedpur, but his helicopter could not take off due to low visibility and inclement weather. Addressing people through video conferencing, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the operation of Vande Bharat trains will enhance economic and cultural activities in eastern India, including Jharkhand and neighbouring states. He said these trains will boost the tourism industry and also increase job opportunities. Modi said the centre is committed to the all-round development of Jharkhand. Prime Minister Modi also released the first installment of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin to beneficiaries. 32 crore rupees was digitally transferred to the bank account of beneficiaries. Besides, sanction letter of 32,000 houses were distributed. Housewarming ceremony for the newly constructed 46,000 beneficiaries was also held. Addressing the people, Modi said 2 crore additional houses will be constructed in the next 5 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has greeted all technocrats on Engineers Day. In a social media post, Shah said that engineers are the backbone of the nation's growth and innovation, advancing progress and shaping the future through their vital contributions. He also paid homage to visionary engineer Bharat Ratna, Sir M. Visveswaraya, whose enduring legacy will inspire engineers as they forge Bharat's future. Engineers Day is celebrated on September 15 in the country to honour the legacy of Moksha Gundam Visveswaraya. His significant contributions to various engineering fields, including irrigation, hydroelectric power and public health, have had a profound impact on the nation's development. You're listening to Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipurio has greeted the people on the occasion of Eid-e-Milad-un-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Muhammad. In his message, Rio urged the people to strive to follow the path of compassion and wisdom. The Chief Minister expressed hope that the spirit of peace and goodwill will fill our hearts and homes. President Draupadi Murmu has also extended her greetings to the citizens, especially Muslim community, on the eve of Milad un-Nabi. In her message, President Murmu said Prophet Muhammad inspired everyone to strengthen the feelings of love and brotherhood and stressed on equality and harmony in society. The President urged the people to be compassionate towards others and serve humanity. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has announced that he will resign from the post after 2 days. He said in the next couple of days, a meeting of the Aam Aadmi Party MLAs will be held to decide a new chief minister. Kejriwal demanded that the assembly election in Delhi, which is due in February next year, should be held in November this year, along with the Maharashtra elections. Addressing party workers at the party office in the national capital, Kejriwal added that he will not sit on the chief minister's chair until the people give their verdict. The Supreme Court had granted Kejriwal bail in the Delhi excise policy case on Friday. Meanwhile, BJP has alleged that Kejriwal's announcement of his resignation is a direct acceptance of the allegations of corruption charges against him. Addressing media at party headquarters in Delhi this afternoon, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi claimed that Kejriwal's resignation is not just a political move, but a result of internal turmoil within his party. The first edition of Northeast Bodybuilding and Physique Championship 2024, organized by Bodybuilders Association of Sikkim and Northeast Bodybuilders Association, culminated at Manan Kendra, Gangtok in Sikkim today. The two-day event showcased a range of categories including men's bodybuilding and open men's and women's model physique. Nagaland sent a strong contingent to the championship with 10 athletes, 1 team coach, 2 national judges and 6 officials, totaling 18 participants. Talim Mojamir from Nagaland secured the gold in men's physique, 175 cm, and was also recognized as the overall best poser, while Pulu Toshohe claimed the bronze. Robin Pegu and Alemba Tonglu won gold and silver respectively in the under 60 kg bodybuilding category. In the women's bodybuilding competition, Lily Hansu earned a gold medal, showcasing an impressive performance. The championship attracted top bodybuilders from across Northeast, including Rohit Sinha, a 10-time Mr. World, who was a highlight of the event. A 9-member team of the Nagaland Wrestling Association, who were part of the Indian contingent under the aegis of All India Traditional Wrestling and Pankration Federation, returned home today. The team participated in the recently concluded 5th World Nomad Games 2024 at Astana in Kazakhstan. Nagaland Wrestling Association President Vivolya Kezo received the team at Dimapur Airport and congratulated them for their satisfactory performances. Although the team could not win any medal this time, despite some of them making it to quarter level, Kezo urged them to keep the spirit of sport and move ahead with greater zeal and focus. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipurio says on International Day of Democracy, we acknowledge our collective responsibility to promote and protect democratic values. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says, Constitution is soul of democracy and Parliament is its custodian. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flags off 6 Vande Bharat trains from Ranchi, releases first installment of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin. And Union Minister Amit Shah says, engineers are backbone of nation's growth and innovation. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.